My first experience of Newlands rugby was about 96, just after the Rugby World Cup. I got a season ticket as a gift, and I had a season ticket for the next three seasons, sitting in the scholar section of Jan Pickard's stand. And of course, attention fades a little bit over the years, but I've also always had an emotional attachment to Newlands, and to this very day, if I drive around the suburb of Newlands, I look up to the stadium. But I was also one of those who were in favor of moving the home of rugby to Cape Town Stadium. For me, it just makes sense in terms of a mobility point of view. It's in the CBD. It's a great TV shot. It's a great new venue for rugby. But for me, it's still not a home just yet. I remember when they replaced the turf at Newlands Rugby Stadium. You could buy a square meter of grass and replant it at your home, and you'll then brag to your friends and family, oh, I have a piece of Newlands here at my house. Are you one of those people? Let me know. Is it still growing? 021-446-0567. But we're speaking to Leslie DeRuyck. He's the CEO of Cape Town Stadium. Cape Town Stadium now also undergoing a process of replacing the turf at Cape Town Stadium. Joins me now. Is this the first time that the turf has been replaced since the 2010 World Cup, Leslie?
Lester, we've had not really a replacement exercise, but what we did do previously, we've taken off the top layer and re-sewed it completely. But what we're now doing is we're taking out the nylon that's lying below the surface and the whole business. So it's a full replacement process of the pitch. It's a 35 centimeter deep replacement to make sure that with a hybrid pitch that we need to put in that we can do that properly.
Why a hybrid pitch? I understand it's going to be a combination of natural grass and synthetic fibers as well.
It is. Maybe just to take a step backwards, yeah. What we've seen now is the current pitch, the grass pitch. It's been 12 years old, it's taken a huge amount of events, so it's getting to the end of its lifespan. And also, we've seen over the post-COVID, we've had a huge increase in events, which was great for business, but it does have a quite an impact on the natural pitch. And we've seen that, we've had an increase in cost in maintaining the pitch, and we just don't have enough time. To give you an idea, over this, you guys will know as well as I do, but in June, we hosted the URC quarterfinal, semifinal, and finals just in June. Then we had the Wales test in July, and the football season started in August. And in September, we hosted the World Cup Sevens. We had 84 matches on the pitch, and we can feel it and see it. So it's getting more and more costly to maintain because we don't have enough time between big events for the pitch to properly rest and repair. We're now at a point where we do maintenance 7 days a week. We've got to run growing lights on the pitch to create the optimum environment for the grass and the roots to grow. So from a cost point of view, and from maintaining our name as a global stadium, as a stadium that can compete at international level, we've got to go this route. The big stadia in the world at the moment are all going that route. Twickenham, Stade de France, Emirates, Aviva in Dublin, Old Trafford, they've all gone the 50-50 natural grass, synthetic grass route.
In order for the stadium to remain financially viable, I accept that you need to host concerts, you need to host monster Absolutely. Truck events in order to remain financially viable. What impact, though, does that have on the structure, the integrity of the playing pitch?
Look, this is 50% of our decision. Because I don't think there are very few stadiums that can make it without being a multi-use facility. And as you know, we do concerts and all these things. And with the new surface, one of the great benefits, even from a between soccer and rugby, there is firstly much less damage on the pitch. With natural grass, when the guys do a sliding tackle in soccer, they take out a divot. When there's a very tough scrum, the pitch gets hurt in certain places. You've got to resow it, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. With a natural, with this hybrid pitch, much less damage gets done to the pitch, firstly, and secondly, your turnaround time is much faster, and then it can deal with a load bearing of a stage, the pitch protection and those things much better. So we would be able to host a concert, break it down, and within 24 hours host a rugby or a soccer match.
Greatest ever goal I ever saw, because I am a bit of a, besides Bafana, a Dutch football fan, Giovanni van Bronckhorst against Uruguay. Are you saying, or could there be a possibility I could own a little bit of World Cup history if you're going to be taking out that pitch? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to be selling it to the public? You can say you own a piece of 2010 World Cup history. Is that a possibility for Capetonians, like they used to do for Newlands Stadium?
The list, unfortunately, the grass set is currently in here. We can't do the way that they take the grass out is not by sod. They literally run a machine that cuts the top almost like a lawnmower on steroids.
I could be there in an hour with a spade, Leslie. I can be there an hour with a spade. That's all I need.
Yeah, you list it, but yeah, no. Unfortunately, funny enough, we had quite a few requests whether it's be able to take the pitch out, and we've had a specific discussion with some of the suppliers, and it's unfortunately the way they do it and the speed at which we need to do this, because we want to do this between July and October next year, because July is a quiet month. October is the Rugby World Cup, so there's no rugby. So in August, we are talking to Cape Town City Football Club as well as to see if we can move their matches so that they play their first few matches, away matches. Just as a matter of interest, we did consult both Western Province Rugby and Cape Town City, and everybody is very excited about the pitch that we want to do. They're aware of how it works and how it plays and so on. So it's a win-win, I hope.
I'm going to come there with a little bucket, a little trowel, my kid's little cool beach bucket. I'm taking a square, 10-centimeter square part of Cape Town Stadium. The CEO of Cape Town Stadium, Leslie Durek. Do,